Returning to our main story now, and that's the apparent shooting down of the Malaysian airliner above Ukraine yesterday. We can go over to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, where our Europe correspondent Paul Cunningham is standing by. Paul, I believe a news conference taking place at the airport inside the last few minutes. Can you bring us up to date with what's been happening there?
The news conference is continuing. It's been given by the Vice President of Malaysian Airlines Europe. The main point he was trying to make was that Malaysian Airlines is a caring airline and that they've been doing everything possible to try and help the victims' families, many of whom remain in hotels around Schiphol Airport. He said that they were examining what he called the feasibility of being able to bring family members from Schiphol to the crash site, although that it remained very complicated, and he certainly didn't give any date. Dutch media had been reporting that it would happen by tomorrow at the earliest, but I think just given from what we've heard, it's probably going to take some days. He also said that as much as $5,000 was being given to families because of the cost involved of being here, and the airline wanted to assist them, as well as by giving what he had help from caregivers with the psychological support which was required, and also briefing them personally about the investigation as to what had happened. One other point which he made was that he wanted to sort of explain once again that Malaysian Airlines had taken this route over eastern Ukraine, that this was something which was being supported. They hadn't been given any warning that there was any danger involved in that. And what they were doing was doing what every other airline was doing, was taking on board the advice that they were given and acting appropriately.
Okay, our Europe correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for bringing us that breaking story there.